going to go back to, we're going to start at item number two. Department of Family Care.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting informational reports on the income statement of the care management organization under Family Care. This item is also going to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Ledger, are you back there? I see your papers waving. Okay. Do you want to... I just noticed him back there. Good morning, Ms. Ledger. Good morning, Mr. Hodgson. Thank you so much for your patience here this morning.
No problem.
Madam Clerk, could you please read item number two? You did? I'm sorry.
It's been a long morning, Madam Chair.
It's been a very long morning. All right. Go ahead.
Morning, Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodgson, our Chief Financial Officer. The first items before you are the income statements from the Department of Family Care, so I will defer to Mr. Hodgson's financial acumen to explain those to you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, what you have is you have, there's actually two income statements. One is for the year ending 2011, just briefly, we had a surplus for the year on $283.3 million in revenues, which was a $9.6 million surplus. We did go through an external audit. There were no findings, and as of the exit conference that we had on May 21st, there are no proposed adjustments or anything, so I'm pretty confident these are the numbers that will be in the CAFR. So I don't know if there are any questions, okay. But that is the 2011 year-end results.
Okay. Supervisor Bowen.
The funds of the $9.6 million surplus was a determined, but was a result of the details of how that occurred.
Where'd your surplus come from, sir?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, $4 million of that, $4,061,450 was an acuity adjustment add-on. It was additional revenue received from the state. The functional screens, these are the screens to do the assessment of the members, were reevaluated, and as care needs change, we were able to receive some additional funding. So that was $4 million of that. The remainder was continuation of continuing to run a tight ship, you know, ensuring revenues don't exceed expenditures.
Which you do a good job of.
Thank you. Supervisor Sanfilippo?
The capitation rate that we get from the state, is that based then on what past performances? So can we expect to be getting us less amount?
It's based on giggles and rainbows.
Somewhere between those two things.
Director Ledger?
Go ahead. Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, it's an excellent question. Each year, the state takes the base data from multiple MCOs and recasts through an actuarial firm some new rates. Going into 2012, we received a rate decrease. And that rate in, we will be getting into the 2012 income statement for the first quarter. But the rate decrease from 2011 to 2012 initially was $125 per member per month. It was about a loss of revenue of about $12 million. And we had to make some subsequent adjustments, which we'll speak to in another report that we have before the committee. But it is, to answer your question, it is done each year. It's based on the expenses of of a collective group of MCOs and then the members' functional screens. and then they cast out a new capitation rate.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? This was an informational report. We thank you very much. We're going to